Today, we're talking about unrest over the war in Gaza, political jabs at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, highlights from the NFL Draft, and other top news for Monday, April 29th. Stay informed while remaining focused on Christ with the Pour Over today. Here's the quote of the day. I am profoundly grateful to God that He did not grant me certain things for which I asked, and that He shut certain doors in my face. Martin Lloyd Jones. Let's get started with some espresso shots. Unrest over the war in Gaza is reverberating globally. Stateside, campus protests continue. As faculty members join demonstrations and graduation approaches, colleges are grappling with whether to negotiate with protesters or rely increasingly on police to break up encampments. Protesters are demanding university divestment from Israel-affiliated companies, with reports of anti-Semitic escalation garnering bipartisan condemnation. At a Rafah refugee camp over the weekend, Palestinian children were seen holding signs thanking university protesters for their display of solidarity. Meanwhile, 1,000 U.S. troops have begun building a floating pier to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza. As an added obstacle, they're under strict orders not to step foot on Gazan soil. It should be completed quickly. Officials hope to deliver 2 million meals a day through the pier beginning early next month. Be quick to point to God and give Him the credit for your hope, strength, and love during times of upheaval and unrest. Even in the midst of chaos, our future with Him is secure. Psalm 121, 1 and 2 says, I lift my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Journalists, politicians, and celebrities gathered to give three cheers for the free press on Saturday. As 3,000 glitzy guests filed into the Washington Hilton for the White House Correspondents Association dinner, pro-Palestinian protesters swarmed the hotel, chanting, "Shame on you," for the event's decadence and the association's silence about reporters killed in Gaza. Inside, President Biden's speech stayed true to tradition. He cracked jokes about his age and inaccessibility for press questions and roasted former President Trump for immaturity and legal trouble. SNL's Colin Jost, the night's host, poked fun at Sleepy Joe for his age and memory, saving some barbs for Trump, too. The roast may continue on a debate stage this election season. Biden said Friday that he'd be happy to debate Trump, who says he'll face Biden anywhere, anytime, anyplace. Proverbs warns against scoffers, who are so set in their opinions they respond with hate when confronted. When you find yourself challenged or even roasted, seek to soften your heart and be counted among the wise. Proverbs 12, 1 and 15 says, Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but one who hates correction is stupid. A fool's way is right in his own eyes, but whoever listens to counsel is wise. It's the biggest sports party that doesn't include games. The 2024 NFL Draft brought a record 775,000 fans to Detroit, eclipsing peak attendance numbers set in Nashville in 2019, Green Bay is up next to host the three-day event. The Chicago Bears were first on the clock, selecting USC Heisman-winning quarterback Caleb Williams. Six quarterbacks were chosen in the first 12 picks, including Atlanta's shocking number 8 selection of Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr. Just last month, the Falcons added veteran quarterback Kirk Cousins with a 4-year, $180 million deal. UCLA's Laiatu Latu was Indianapolis's pick number 15 in the latest first defensive pick ever. The draft ended Saturday with pick number 257. This year's Mr. Irrelevant, Alabama safety Jalen Key, is headed to the Jets. Here's a verse to consider whether your team's draft score was an A+, or just a bust. But those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, verse 31.
Every Woman's Bible is a study Bible for the heart and mind. Engaging study notes and devotionals address topics relevant to women in cultural, historical, and literary clarity and context to gain greater understanding. Over 100 Every Woman's Bible scholars, writers, and contributors, all women, from around the world invite you into a global community. Begin your journey today at everywomansbible.com. Tyndale's best-selling Every Man's Bible is also available.
In other brews, here's a rapid round of updates. Americans are apparently listening to less Marvin Gaye. Last year, the U.S. welcomed 3.59 million babies, 76,000 fewer than in 2022, and the lowest number since 1979. Sociologists cite the pandemic, the rising cost of living, and more women pursuing education and careers before trying to start a family as reasons for the decline. King Charles III is returning to public duties. While he is not done with treatment for an undisclosed form of cancer, the king's doctors are very encouraged by the progress made so far and confident in his ability to resume external engagements. The biggest event on His Majesty's calendar is a state visit from Japan's Emperor Naruhito in June. RIP, FYP? ByteDance says it would prefer to shut down TikTok rather than sell if legal challenges to Uncle Sam's recent ban fail. TikTok currently loses money and represents a relatively small share of ByteDance's total daily active users, meaning a shutdown would have limited financial impact and allow ByteDance to keep its core algorithm. Dozens of Twisters tore up the Midwest this weekend. Oklahoma's Governor Stitt said Sunday that tornadoes killed at least 4 people statewide, flattened multiple rural towns, and left tens of thousands without power. Another band of tornadoes ripped through Nebraska and western Iowa, devastating the small town of Minden, Iowa. The dairy industry is in a foul situation. The FDA said Tuesday that fragments of the bird flu were detected in 1 in 5 retail milk samples. Officials aren't suggesting anyone dump their 2%. The fragments weren't active viruses, won't cause infection, and bird flu has only ever caused mild symptoms in humans. But they're racing to complete more testing. And that's all we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. If you're listening on the Apple Podcasts app, give us a 5-star rating and drop a review. If you're listening on Spotify, give us a follow and hit the notification bell to never miss a new episode. We appreciate your support and hope you have a great day. We'll see you on Wednesday.